Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. How many know that blood will never lose its power. Amen, amen. You have to believe that no matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation look like, you still have to know that the blood of Jesus, it will never lose its power. You was listening to the blood of, I know it was the blood by the Georgia Mass Choir. Amen, amen. We thank God and welcome each and every one of you all to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. How many want to be empowered to pursue your destiny? Glory to God. We got to read into your hearing. We're so happy that we're on this exciting series, The Acts of the Apostles. How many know that's where the church began? Amen. And we're happy to be able to experience these chapters come alive in our lives as we continue in this series. I want to read into your hearing chapter 4, which will be expounded upon today by a prolific preacher and teacher, and that's none other than Prophetess Theodora Glover of Dunamis Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia. She'll be speaking for us on today, so we're just happy to have her here with us today. But I'm going to read a couple of verses of these scriptures, and then we're going to get, right on into the Word of God. Amen. Verse 7 say, and when they had set them in the midst, they asked, talking about the apostles, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given unto men whereby we must be saved. I read to you a portion of chapter 4 from verse 7 through verse 12. Amen. I pray that you all are receiving something out of these teachings. Each and every day we have about 24 more chapters to go. So tomorrow is Provoke Fridays and Pastor Hamilton will be with us, and we already have just about completed our week for next week. Amen. So stay tuned as we go higher and higher into what God is saying to the people of God in this hour. So with no further ado, we're going to allow Prophetess Glover to open up with the word of prayer, and she will be bringing the word of life to us on today. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour, Prophetess Theodora P. Glover of Dunamis Ministries International of Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, and thank you so much. We certainly give honor to God today, who is the head of all of our lives, as well as we honor today the one and only founder and overseer of this ministry, and that's New Destiny Ministries in a Time of Reflection. That's Pastor Adrian Bernard, as well as we give honor to God for Mother Ruby Larry, and everybody else that's on the line, I certainly honor you. And so we're going to go to God in prayer now. God, we just thank you. God, we thank you, Lord God, for another day that you've, Lord God, kept us, another day that you've allowed us to be in the land of the living. God, we thank you for that you're doing, and God, that you have done. God, we in all things we give thanks to you, Lord God, concerning our lives and your perfect and divine will. And God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for this broadcast, for the word that will go forth and what you're speaking through us, Lord God. We don't know anything and we can't do anything without you, but God, we thank you for everything, Lord God, that you're going to say, and Lord God, that someone may hear the word and be encouraged, be inspired, and Lord God, those that are not saved, somebody might come to know you in the fullness of your salvation and your spirit-filling power. And God, we thank you and we praise you for it right now. And God, I thank you, Lord God, right now that you'll give me, Lord God, the tongue of the learned. You'll give me, Lord God, what to say. And God, allow your people to be encouraged, uplifted, and inspired to run and do the work that you've called us to do. And God, I thank you right now. Lord God, I've done my study, but I need your power. And Lord God, I've prepared, but Lord God, I need you to prevail, Lord God, in this place. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we're going to go right into Acts chapter number 4. This is the series that's taken place for a space of time, and I'm just going to flow with the text, and I don't know exactly how far I will get, but I'm going to go by the leading of the Lord in the direction that he would have me to go. And I'm actually, I'm not going to necessarily give this a title, but I am going to proceed with this and just say this. The Acts of the Apostles continues. I'll just say it like that. The Acts of the Apostles continues, and we're going to pick it up here in chapter number 4. Chapter number 4, verse number 1 reads along this line, and I'll just continue to read so far. I'm actually going to skip through and work it from there, but I'll start with verse number 1. The Bible says here, "Now as they spoke to the people, the priest, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in the name of Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening or evening time. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. The text continues, "And it came to pass on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said to them, Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to the helpless man, by what means he has been made well or made whole, let it be known to all and all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man stands before you whole. This is the stone that was rejected by you builders or masoners, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no name under heaven given among men which we must be saved." The Bible continues, And then when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, one translation says ignorant and unlearned, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For indeed that a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it spreads no further," watch the text now, "but so that it spreads no further, the people, further among the people, let us severely threaten them that from now on they speak to no man in this name," and they called them and commanded them not to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. The Bible continues, "Peter and John answered and said to them, 'Whether is it right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God? You be the judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.' So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they had all glorified God for what had been done. For the man was over 40 years old on whom the miracle of healing had been performed." Now I'm going to go back to chapter 1. I'm going to open here, and I'm just going to work my way back as God has led me. Now the text opening, and again, I'm going to start here. It says, "Now as they spoke to the people, the priest, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was evening time. However, many of those who heard the word of God believed, and the number was 5,000. It's amazing that people in that day and in this day will lock you up and put you in jail for preaching the truth of God's word and the gospel. You can literally be put in prison and tied up by people who proclaim that they love Jesus and they believe in God, but yet and still, if you preach the true and living God and the gospel that unties people and brings them out of bondage, that you can literally be jailed and put in prisons of man. And that day you had Peter and John, they were physically locked up and put in jail for no reason other than preaching the gospel, because it was not, watch this, along the lines or legal in their place to preach. And then you have to realize these were up-and-coming apostles, those that had no name and notoriety at that time, because Peter and John were not popular. They were not popular among the crowd. They were not men that were astute. They did not come from the aristocrat community. So now who in the world would allow you to come out and operate under this level of indignity and operate in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we have no knowledge of approving? Not that we have no knowledge of alone, but we have no knowledge of approval of this Jesus. So now, by whose authority do you do this? And so we want to know, but what we're going to do is we're going to hold you until we can figure out what we want to do with you. But isn't that just like today, that people have the unique ability to hold you in a certain place until they figure out what they want to do to you or what they want to do with you, even when there's nothing to hide? And that is what we're often faced with, and I'm going to talk about it as we move on, but it's something that people have the unique ability and the boldness and the authority to think that their thought of what they can do with you and do to you and how they can lock you up, even in invisible chains, has power and authority over the work that you can do. And because you are being empowered and embodied by the Holy Spirit in his power, because you got to understand the Holy Spirit is already on the scene, and it has been given now in the book of Acts chapter number 1, verse number 8. And so now these apostles here are filled with the Holy Spirit. They're filled with the Holy Ghost and power. And so now they have power and authority working for them, and they have faith in the name of Jesus by which they're preaching. So there is no stopping them now to do the work that God has called them to do. So they're going in the boldness and the authority of the name of Jesus. So there's nothing to hide and nobody to stop me now. So they continued to move. And so the Bible declares that on the next day, all that were of the aristocrat leaders, the religious leaders, the scholars, the priests, the potentates, the kings, you know, the big kings now, you know, we have them. We call them apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and church board administrators. And we have all of these people that come. They come out and they gather because the trial is taking place now. And we want to find out what calls them to do something like this. And so now everybody is in the middle of the room. Everybody's gathered there, and Peter and John are in the middle of the room, and now they are being questioned, and they want to know, who put you in charge here, and watch this now. What business do you have conducting this meeting, this revival, this healing meeting? What business do you have doing this? And we need to know from you, because there's got to be something done to stop this type of activity. And so then here you have Peter. He's led by the Holy Spirit, possessed by the Holy Spirit. He says here now, he just releases his answer in the boldness and authority upon the leaders. He says now, rulers and leaders of the people, we've been brought here, and this man here is sick. And now, I've been placed under investigation, but I got to be frank here in what I'm saying, because the investigation that you're seeking to show says that I've done something wrong, but I've done nothing wrong. I have preached the gospel so that blinded eyes could be opened, that those that are lame could be made well. So what you call me guilty of, I'm guilty of none of those things. I'm guilty of preaching the gospel by the authority of Jesus Christ, because even though I'm preaching now here in the corner gate, now I'm testifying before you, the Sanhedrin court, and that same gospel is going to stand today, because you cannot legislate or rule the gospel. The gospel must be preached, so it cannot be investigated. It cannot be ruled out. So now I'm called to deliver the gospel according to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so he has been hung on the cross, but God has also raised him from the dead. So by this name, Jesus, I preached until a lame man was healed, and I'm going to continue to preach by this same level of authority now, because nothing is going to change here, we see. And I cannot be judged for it, and I won't be accused of anything falsely, because the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost will not allow me to be. So he goes on and presenting his case before these rulers, and they're still continuing to look for something that is going to stick, because they say it just cannot be the power and the authority alone of God that will hold hold against them. But the text says again in verse number 9, it says, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to the helpless man, by what means has he been made well? He goes on verse 10, he says, now Peter's preaching, he says, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel, but by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom raised Jesus from the dead, by his name, the name of Jesus, this man stands before you today whole. So let me clean it up. So in other words, he's saying, by the same name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that God has raised from the dead, now the sick here are being raised, and he stands before you made whole by way of a miracle of hearing the gospel. But now this same stone here that you rejected, by the builders rejected, has become the chief cornerstone, which stands here today. So now that word whole, you look in there, it says that he's standing here made well and has become whole, and it's hugios. And it says that this man who is Jesus, this is a man that stands boldly in sound body, and he is one that is the crucified Messiah. He's sound, he's sturdy, he's effective, and he's lacking and missing nothing. That is the thing that people don't want you to be today, and that's whole, and that's able to be made well and stand against the vicissitudes and the challenges of life. So if we take people and we push them out, and then we give them no hope in God, no hope in Christ, where they can't hear the gospel be preached, then it becomes problematic. Because if you don't hear the gospel, then you cannot know that Jesus is alive and well and working for this situation. Because as long as these people could keep them from hearing the gospel, they knew then if we put them in prison that no people will be able to hear the gospel. No man or woman or children could be made whole, and miracles could not take place. But somebody had to be bold enough to stand up and declare like never before that this name of Jesus, it kills and it makes alive. It will strengthen, it will encourage, it'll lift, and it'll take place like never before. God is a God that delivers, and he delivers like no one else can. So there's no way that you can take power down and power be able to rise with all creation and creativity, and everything in that environment does not rise. So because Jesus is the risen Savior and he lives with that same power and authority, you have Peter and John preaching under the auspices of the Holy Ghost, and they're preaching full direction that everything now has to come to life in here, and you have no charges that you can lay against me, because God's going to validate me and he's going to pull me out to another level. So he works on them and he continues to move them, because now salvation must be alive, and the infilling of the Holy Spirit must be alive for all those who have not heard the gospel preached. So the church is moving, it's building, it's going, and they're preaching to people who had not heard the gospel, who had not been healed, and nothing was going to be able to stop them. So you have these Sanhedrins now, and they're looking, and all of the court officials, they're still looking for something. But they said, I tell you what, we really have nothing on these men. We cannot deny that the power of God is not working through them, but we're going to come now and we're going to look at their level of intellect, and we're going to look at what they don't know, because they have not been trained. They have not been trained in the Sanhedrin court. They have not sat at the feet of Gamaliel. They are ignorant and they're uneducated, unlearned, and so but we are recognizing the fact. I don't care what people call you, they do have to come back and recognize the fact that, you know what, I don't know where they went to school, I don't know whose house, denomination, or doctrinal lines that they studied under. But we do recognize the fact that miracles are taking place and that they have been with Jesus. The question is now, we can look around in denominational cultures and we can say, well, this person is Kojic, this person comes out of the Catholic Church, this person was trained here over in this particular seminary or school of theology, they matriculated out of this school of thought. But the problem today is trying to find anybody who has been with Jesus. We've been with everybody but Jesus. And so the problem is that when you're embarking on people who have had an encounter with the true and living Messiah, and they know God from the innermost part of their being, they are thrust into a place with God that you can undeniably deny that the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost is not working through, with, and for them. And so these men had no background, no pedigree, no one really to come from but Jesus himself. And that's something that's strange in this day. We want to be associated with everybody today but Jesus. Everybody has matriculated out of somewhere but the presence of God. I can barely find anybody now who say, you know what, I've been fasting, I've been praying, I've been studying the word of God, I've been eating the word of God. It is my daily bread, and to seek him and to know him on a different level. But they tell you whose church they've been to, whose conference they've been to, what denomination I have been to. I don't care whether you're Trinitarian, Unitarian, I don't care whether you're Catholic or Episcopalian. Who has been with Jesus? We can't find anybody now. Years ago, I preached a message, who have you been with? Who have you been with? Because if you've been with Jesus, you don't even really have to tell anybody. Even demons will have to testify of the miracle that they see, because you have been associated with greatness. And here lies the problem of among Christian believers now, among preachers, apostles, prophets, and prophetess, and teachers of the highfold, pastors now that are prayerless, apostles that have no relationship for planting. We know church systems and orders and protocols. We know how to get big collars and, you know, all of these type of things that make us who we think that we are. We have big crosses and big Bibles. But who has really been with Jesus that you might know him? David said, I desire it more than my necessary food. But there's something about coming into a place that you have relationship with God, that even those that oppose you have to stand back and recognize, I don't know who made them, who created them, but they have been with him. So now watch this. The Bible goes on to say, and seeing the man who had been healed, because God will always give you evidence of signs, wonders, and miracles after you've been with him. He will always bring it evident. What does he do here? He proves it here. The Bible says, and seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. You know, it's amazing that God will always close the mouth of your accuser. He'll always shut the mouth of the gainsayers.
Yes, ma'am.
Seeing that there is one who has received the miracle, the Bible said those that came to accuse them, Peter and John, could say nothing. The Bible didn't say they could say something, but the text says they could say nothing against it.
It's amazing
to me that there will be people who will come into our lives when we preach the true and adulterated gospel according to Jesus Christ and his word, that they will come to accuse us, but they'll be able to find nothing legitimate to say, because these were the high priests and the kings, the ones whose word had weight and validity in the court and in the temple, but God himself, Jesus, comes in here and he closes their mouth by way of authority of a proven miracle and by way of authority of the power of his spirit, because we cannot deny. We didn't want them to hear about the gospel that would save them, the gospel that will heal them, the gospel that delivered them, but 5,000 men, women, and children have already heard the gospel now. And we got to shut this down because we really don't want anybody to know. Because the truth of the matter is, if you really start preaching the true gospel, the living word and the gospel of Jesus Christ, and somebody gets healed, delivered, and set free, the goal of the enemy is to shut you down. Don't you ever think that the enemy wants you to continue to preach the gospel until people are delivered for real.
That's it.
The goal of the enemy is to keep people sick, to keep them blind, to keep them crippled, lame, and crazy. When we were growing up, they used to call it blind, crippled, crazy, and lazy. And if the enemy could keep you incapacitated that way, he would. And that is through so many different areas, through the lack of education, through the lack of knowledge, through the lack of invention and creativity, and then through the spirit of low-down, dirty, whispering spirits that will come and whisper into your ear, you can't do this because you didn't go to school for this. You can't do this because you received no training for this. You can't do this because nobody's going to help you. And as long as they can keep you crippled and not let you hear freedom through the word of God, because faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. As long as they can keep you without being able to have faith and hope in God and his gospel, then there's going to be a problem. Because if you ever hear faith, you ever get hope, and you ever hear faith in the gospel preached, you got to get up and do something. Because one thing about the gospel, when it's really preached, it raises people from the dead. It doesn't put them in the grave, but the gospel raises you up from the dead. So we've got to go into a place now that we got to stop. Watch the Sanhedrin rulers, the rulers of the religious court. What are they saying here? They say, I'm going to stop this gospel, and I'm going to stand back and do everything that I can do to prove that these young, up-and-rising apostles, because, you know, now we have to have somebody else's name to validate us and validate our ministry. So who is Apostle John? Then who is Apostle Peter? I don't know anything about these up and rising apostles anyway, because now if an old regime doesn't lay hands on you and an old regime doesn't anoint you and the denomination don't say you can be nothing, you can't even do any work. Because if we don't release you to do it, you can't do it. But God didn't call a regime to anoint you. You've got to get in a place with God that his power and his authority and the boldness of his word and the gospel would allow you to be able to work. Who told you you was naked? Because you didn't even know you didn't have power until a demon from hell sent you a message and you believed it. Watch him now. You believe it. I'm going to prove it to you, because see, you will believe a lie if you don't know the truth. So now, continuing, what he says here is, he says, but when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves. Now watch this now. Isn't it amazing that demons will come and talk to demons about you? Now, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed that a notable miracle has been done through them that is evident. Now, I notice what they've done. It's evident, but now what are we going to do about this? You know, this is what the Sanhedrin, he was saying, now what am I going to do about this? Because, see, I can't have this kind of stuff going on, especially if I don't give it permission. What are we going to do about this? So now watch this. For indeed that a notable miracle has been done through them that is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it. So now watch what he says now. I'm going to go back to Acts chapter number 1. He says there in Acts chapter number 1, he says, after that the Holy Ghost has come, you shall receive power, he says, to be my witnesses.
Yes.
He says, power to be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem. He says, now, in Jerusalem first. So I'm going to empower these apostles to preach at home first. I'm going to empower you in Jerusalem. So watch the text here. The text says that now everybody, he didn't say somebody, he says it is evident to all that dwell in Jerusalem. So it's evident in their hometown, and we didn't even give them permission that, watch this, that God has done something powerful and miraculous here, and we can't even deny it. But watch this. Here comes the spirit to stop you some more now. But so that it spreads no further, among the people, let us severely threaten them that from now on they no longer speak to no man in the name of Jesus. Now, know nothing but a demon can send threats to you, and we're going to send out a severe threat for you. And I'm going to put you in prison, but then ultimately their lives could have been taken for the preaching of the gospel. So this is what we're going to do. Demons are going to, they're going to sit down, and they're going to confer among demons, powerless spirits that are opposing Jesus, are going to sit down and confer among each other concerning the men and women of God that are coming to preach the gospel. Because there were female and male apostles, a different teaching for a different day. But if you study the text out, they were. I know on the surface we don't see it, but they did exist. But watch this now. Here we are looking, and we're seeing those that have been now, that this is the threat. Let us severely threaten them that from now on they speak no more of this Jesus. They speak no more in the name of Jesus. Then they said that this is what we're going to do. This is the plan. And so we're going to call them back in here, and we're going to tell them that they're no longer to speak or preach in the name of Jesus. Now, this is the Jesus that has saved you. This is the one that has empowered you by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. But we want you to shut your mouth, and we want you to do it because we have commanded you to do it, and we're in authority, and we have rulership over you. But Jesus, he always has a witness in the land, and he has his apostles here working. The Bible declares, but Peter and John answered and said to them, whether is it right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God? You be the judge. Now, him being possessed, Peter, by the Holy Spirit, filled with God, already preaching under the authority of the name of Jesus, he says, now, this is all I want to know. God has given me an assignment. He's given me something to do by mandate and empowered me to do it. Do you believe that I'm crazy enough? I'm paraphrasing the text now. I'm crazy enough. Disobey God and obey you, because I fear no man but Jesus himself. You have no authority over me, and you don't have the power and the authority to shut my mouth because you never first open it. Because the power and the authority that the apostles were operated in did not come from a legalistic regime or a man. They came from God. So if God got me here, he's faithful to be able to deliver me from here. So God, you brought me, and I'm going to stand on the authority of all that you've done for me, and there's not a demonic force that's working that will allow me to be in prison to bondage or a slave to man's regime. So now, would it be rather, because if you are the intelligent, logical, rational, intellectual thinker that you are, he says here, now, you be the judge. because I will never, this is, watch the apostle now. He says, I will never, he said, I cannot speak but of the things which we have seen and heard. Watch this now. I can only speak of the truth that's been validated by Jesus himself and the sufferings by which we see and we operate. So I won't even speak of that which God has not given me the authority. The scripture says, I speak only by the authority of my Father. That's textual scripture right there. Paul said, I preach, I teach by permission, I speak by permission only from my Father. The question is, by whose permission are we speaking? Because we allow pastors, we allow colleagues, our family members, and everyone that comes by to shed us up. We just say, you know what, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to be quiet. I'm not going to say anything because this one is here to say this, and I have nothing to say. And is it that you have nothing to say because you haven't been with Jesus? Even if you haven't been to school, have you been with Jesus? This is why prayer and fasting and the reading of the word is so crucial and so evident. But we just like a whole lot of theatrics. We don't really want to study a text more than an hour. If we've studied an hour to preach, it's good. So we run through it so we don't know the scriptures, so we can never really get engaged in not a fight, but even a legitimate debate and a discussion of God's word. Debate only when necessary, but a legitimate discussion of the scriptures, because we cannot discuss what we don't know. So would it be that we've been silent up until now because we have not been in a place of fasting? I didn't say you. I'm making no accusations here. I'm asking a question. Would it be that we've been so silent because we didn't believe, because we didn't prepare, we did not read, we didn't study, and we were not possessed by the Holy Ghost? Peter and John answered because they had been possessed, empowered, overtaken by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, so they could speak through power. Through power, with power. This is how they were speaking. Most of us don't, because of the spirit of intimidation. But do you see, the apostles did not become intimidated by the forces of evil. They stood flat-footed on their convictions, knowing that only God could deliver them out of the situation. The circumstances continued to, watch this, force themselves upon them, but God is a deliverer. Jesus says this. He says, now watch this, for we cannot speak but the things that we have heard and seen. That's all we can speak about. The Bible says, so when they further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God what had been done. Now they come back again, and see, because see, the devil won't send one threat. He always sends forces of threat behind, because that's what cowards do. They just keep threatening you and keep threatening. They know that there's nothing they can do with you, but I'm going to keep sending you a threat. And threat comes through whispering spirits. Threat comes through depression and doubt, lack of money, and challenges to make us channel our faith into a pool of depression. I don't know if anybody on this line has ever been depressed, but I've been depressed before, and I know it's a demonic spirit. And so many things can come against your life, and you can hear so many threats coming in from all different ways. The threat of emotional imbalances, the threat of depression, the threat of financial insecurity, the threat of no help, no emotional support to come around. But God says, I have an answer and a solution for all of that in my word. Because if you seek me and you will know me, my sheep, they know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Our goal today is to be so enthroned by God and so encapsulated by his word that we know his voice, and we don't go against the vicissitudes and the challenges that would oppose us in life that come from God. There's something that has to stop and say, you know what, I'm standing and my answer comes from God's word, because the Bible says that Jesus answered with his word. You know, sometimes I know for me, I answer out of the natural. I answer out of my flesh. I answer out of what I think in my own intellect. But the Bible says that Jesus answered and responded with the word of God. When he was tempted by the enemy, he spoke and he answered with the word. Our job is to be able to be like the apostles here and answer with the word. Now, he goes into the text again, verse number 22. He says, "For the man was over 40 years old on whom the miracle of healing had been performed." The reason I believe the text here denotes that the man was over 40 years old, the age is always given for a purpose and a reason. And you have established then an age of maturity that's undeniable in God. I could go down a little bit further, but I don't have the time. But you have someone who has come of age who can attest, Pastor Adrian, to the miracle. So this wasn't someone that they had coerced into giving testament of what had happened. This is a grown, upright, standing man that can say, "Yes, I heard the gospel preached, and this miracle took place, and I became whole through the miracle being performed as I heard the gospel preached." The problem is that sometimes you can minister a word, and you won't even be able to get anybody to give testament and testimony, because their hatred for you can be so great in what God is doing that they won't even open their mouths. But God said that all in the city knew of this. The word of God says all in the city knew of this. No one could even deny God's word and the miracles that were being taken place. He said, no, I'm not going to leave. He said, I'll never leave you without a witness. And he left a bold, full-blooded, grown man there to witness what had been taking place. I'm going to close on this note right here. The Bible says in the book of Acts here, chapter number 4, verse number 23, the apostles, they pray. They continue to go into prayer, and they pray for boldness. The Bible says, verse number 23, "And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. When they heard that, they raised their voice aloud to God with one accord and said, 'Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David have said, why do the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ.'" Watch this. He says there, now, why do the nations rage? Do you know nations will rage against you, and they'll plot vain things against his people? For no other reason than to discredit Jesus, the power and the authority of his word. But God used the boldness in the apostles who were literally sold on the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. They asked Peter, they asked him who you are. He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Bold, audacious, crazy Peter, he answered by no other way but the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. He answered knowing that he knew, "I have not been all that I needed to be. But one thing I know, you ask me who you are. Thou art the Son of the living God. I might not know exegesis. I might not know hermeneutics. I might not know the total context of the text. I might not know biblical history and numerology. But I know that Jesus is the Christ. And I preach this gospel by the power and the authority only of knowing that Jesus is the crucified Messiah, and he now lives because God has raised him from the dead. When God is done, I'm done. I'm done for the day, and I'm going to close. I'm really closing on this. Our challenge today as bold apostles for Jesus Christ is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that the Christ, the stone that the builders rejected, the stone, the lithios in the Greek, the stone, that the small stone that he rejected has now become the chief cornerstone. He comes. Now watch this now. The one that they rejected, the Bible says the one that they brought low, that they made of no account, that they treated with no contempt. It didn't even say little contempt. They treated him with no contempt. So I pay you no mind. I rule you out and I reject you. The Bible declares that he has now become the chief cornerstone, the metroplot of the church and Christ. He is everything that we need him to be. Our goal is to wonder in our mind, is that can we be like him, and will we dare to be with him? To be like him is to be with him. It's a clarion call for all of us to be greater, to be better, to be more defiant against this world, and to preach, teach, prophesy, pastor, marketplace ministry. I don't care what your ministry is. Can you do it with boldness and with conviction of the fact that you know Jesus, that you know him and you've been with him? The word of God for the precious people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. She done preached in a dead chapter 4. I can't add nothing to it, nor take away. I'll just leave you with Ephesians 2:20. And we are built, hallelujah, upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. I hope you all are getting something out of these. Ooh, glory. This woman preached with Holy Ghost fire today. You can't deliver this kind of message without the fire. You have to have the fire of the Holy Ghost. The preacher, she said, Peter and John, they said they were ignorant and unlearned. But one thing they had to know, they had been with Jesus. She asked a question. Who have you been with? Hallelujah. She has, oh, God spoke today. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I love you today. Glory. Hallelujah. Who have you been with? Have you spent any time in prayer? Have you spent any time fasting? Glory to God. Have you spent any time searching yourself out, repenting for what you thought? Not what you said, but just what you thought. Sometimes we can think some crazy things. You know why? Because our environment is contaminated. Our environment is polluted. The Bible says evil communication, it corrupts good manners. Amen. You can't be around dirt. You can't be around slime, and you don't become that. Oh, this woman preached today. Thank you, Prophetess Glover. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your diligence. Thank you for speaking with thus say the Lord. Amen, amen. We're going to open up Sister Ruby to go and sometimes it's nothing left to say. But let the church say amen. Hallelujah, Sister Ruby. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Okay. Excuse me. Mother Charity. Mother Charity.
Glory to God.
Mother Charity.
Glory to God.
Okay, we'll come back to
glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you today, God.
Minister Aaron.
Show your word, God.
Thank you. Yeah, that was powerful. Praise the Lord. That was powerful.
Uh-huh.
My cousin was speaking about. You got a lot of people speaking in tongue when they got the bad, wrong spirit. If it's of God or it's of the devil. What is it from? It's of God or it's of the devil. Because you got a lot of them flowing. Everybody's speaking in tongue. Everybody's shouting. Everybody's praising God. But what God are they praising? It's of Jesus Christ. How you going to treat one another and be mean and evil? And you talking about you a child of the king. And you speaking in tongues. Is it of God or is it of the devil? Because you don't have the authority and anointing. Then you want to rebuke somebody and you don't even have the authority to do that. And that's not of God. But what she was teaching about is powerful. And just keep up the good work, prophet. Keep up the good work. We need that nowadays because everybody is flowing into speaking in tongues. But is it of God or is it of the devil? Try to see it. Is it of God? But it's a lot of them out here doing that. Everybody calling themselves a child of the king. Everybody ain't going to heaven. Simple as that.
Woo!
So that's what I'm just, that's powerful by itself. And I appreciate what she was talking about. Because when she was teaching, man, the Holy Spirit fell upon me in this house. And I started speaking in tongues, praising God, thinking him. He had brought me from a mighty long way. I was just thinking of how, what he brought me from.
Yes,
I couldn't read and write when I was a kid. I just how he brought me out of the darkness into marvels of light in these last and evil days.
Thank
so
you.
If you are anointed by God, them the ones God has chosen in these last and evil days. And that's powerful. Keep up the good work. And I love y'all.
And God
bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thanks, Minister Aaron. We have quite a few on the line. Please be patient with us. We're coming right to you. Sister Donna Shaw.
God bless you, Jesus.
Sister Donna Shaw.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay,
hallelujah.
We're going 616-3363. Did they just drop?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay, they dropped. Okay, let us go to
praise.
Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. I thank God for you, prophetess, for the powerful word. I thank God because I know who you've been with. Continue to let God use you. God bless you, and I love you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Mother Ruby, can I say something to Prophetess Davis?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. I'm going to speak this word for right now for Prophetess Davis. I told Pastor Adrian I was going to share this a week ago, and I didn't. If she was on the line today, I was going to share it, but I told her, and I didn't want to, you know, break the rules. But I wanted to share with you, and this just touches on so much of what I said. The apostles, they prayed for boldness. Prophetess Davis, they prayed for, Prophetess Darlene, they prayed for boldness that they would be able to declare the word. And literally the Lord told me about a week ago is that he's going to literally give you this discipline where you're going to be so disciplined in him, in his word, that you're going to declare and decree his word and prophesy every word that he has given you with power, authority, and a holy boldness. That the enemy has tried to for some time. He's tried to shut your mouth and hinder you from doing the work that you should do. I don't know, you know, who it all it had to do, but I'm just going to tell you the way he gave it to me. Some of it
came from within, and some of it came from even in ministry in certain places. But that spirit is going to be broken, where God's going to give you the confidence that you need to, and the discipline that you need as a disciple, of the disciplined one, to do the work that he's called you to, that your ministry will rise on a different level, the anointing on your life will rise, the power and the authority, you will be able to operate, and you will know that you know that you know that it's God, and you're to a place that you have to confer no longer with flesh and blood, but you're going to know it because he said it, and you will know the voice of God and be able to operate under the power and the authority that he has given you to do. He says, after that the Holy Ghost has come, you shall receive power, his dunamis and his exousia, with the discipline. But I'm telling you, everything that has come against you to shut you down spiritually, emotionally, financially, and even with association, I hear the Lord say he's going to restore it back to you and give you what you need to operate by not just to carry a title, but I said to operate under the auspices of the Holy One. I'm done.
Thank you, God. I receive it. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, sis.
Okay, we're going to, I think it's Minister Terry. 6501517.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you.
You, Prophetess Theodora Glover. This is Sherry. Sister Sherry in California.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Sherry. How are you, baby?
God bless you, woman of God.
I love you, Pastor Sherry. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yes, God, and God is a good God. That was a powerful word indeed. And as a matter of fact, that was what our Sunday school lesson was on last Sunday, preparing the commissioning of the disciples.
Amen.
And you was right in there, because Peter, when he recognized who he was, that's where the power is.
That's it.
And then in the book of Luke, when he led them out as far as Bethany, then opened up their understanding, that they may understand the scripture. Told them to go to Jerusalem and to be endued with power from on high. The power.
The power.
Power is what gives you the boldness to do what you have to do in the kingdom. Because remember the first time Peter had a back off, but Peter stood bold on the day of Pentecost.
Yes, he did.
He said, this is that. That was spoken of by the prophet Joel.
Go ahead, preach.
These men are not drunk as ye suppose, but this is that. The Holy Ghost, the power. He wasn't running, he wasn't touching no more, because the power had empowered him to do what he needed to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I enjoyed that.
And you know, I'm a prophetess. The Lord has been dealing with me. You know, we lost our friend, Veron Ash. And God had been dealing with me. Remember, Veron was so about the Shekinah glory.
Yes.
You know, that was his thing. He talked so much about that Shekinah glory. And for the last couple of weeks, God had just had me, I'm just about the Shekinah glory. The glory. The glory. The Shekinah glory. Power, the Shekinah glory. And so God is, I'm excited. When I saw your flyer, when I got the flyer today, I said, uh-oh, I said, I'll tune in, I'll be on that.
God bless you, sis. Pastor Sherry, we love you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Menlo Park.
Amen.
Amen. Pray for us and remember us here in Menlo Park.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
that.
God bless you. We love you. Give our love for Bishop Seaman.
Yes, ma'am. I sure will. I will do that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sister T. Sister T. Sister T.
Hello. I just praise and honor God for His glory, and I'm just thanking Prophetess Glover for bringing that beautiful message. She expounded on it so well, and I'm just applying it to my life daily. And I just praise God for this ministry I mean, it's really helping me daily. So just continue to pray my strength in the Lord that I be the daughter that I'm called to be. Amen.
Amen. Amen, sir.
Amen. Lady Marsh, please hold on.
Prophetess Glover, excuse me, Sister Ruby. Prophetess Glover, if you be led to pray for anybody while they're giving remarks, you're welcome to do so. So just wanted
okay,
to make that known to you.
Okay, good, because I'm actually going to say a prayer in the end, but if Pastor Sherry is on the line, I don't want her to hang up.
Yeah, she's
is
on
she
the
still
line.
On the line?
Yeah, did
okay.
you hear her? Prophet
yeah,
Sherry?
Yeah,
I'm on the line.
Okay.
Okay, good. Stay,
now we're
let
going.
Her, let her,
did
let
you
her
finish
stay on
Sister?
The line with
her. Sister T? Okay.
She finished.
Okay, God bless you. Stay on the line. Lady Mars. Lady Mars.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I just blessed God for what I heard. I basically heard about the last 5 minutes of Prophetess Glover. But I thank God for the spoken words that she released over the line, just even when you were talking about, you know, just knowing that you know Christ and for us in this season. Ma'am?
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I just bless God for when she was just talking about there has been a clarion call and for us to be greater, in essence, for us to carry out the assignment that God has given us. And just even when she was just speaking in reference to having the boldness and having the conviction to go out and speak and to preach Jesus. And that's what's needed right now. And I can just hear such a great woman of God. Her aunt just on the other week was just sharing with me how God has such an anointing upon her. And, you know, I've said it once before with you all, Evangelist Bernard, and I've shared it with Pastor McLemore. The Singleton family, you all have such a great anointing. I've never seen a family where it's so many. And I just bless God for being connected with you all and just to see how the Lord is just truly using you all, people that are really sold out. And to give this, it comes with a sacrifice. It comes with discipline. It comes with being in the face of God. It comes with being in the Word, fasting and praying, getting in tune what God can download. And Prophetess Glover, God bless you. Just stay in that vein. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep speaking what God has given you, because we're living in a day of time. People want to speak and entertain people's ears and their flesh. Yes. And many times people take that office of a prophetess or a prophet and they misuse it. But I thank God that there are some real authentic people that are in the face of God to have the boldness to speak with clarity the word of God. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard and Sister Ruby and everybody that's on the line, Prophetess Davis. I love you all. Many of you all I've never met, but my spirit agrees with the people of God. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. I don't remember her name. I don't even know if it was announced. I'm sure Mother Ruby announced it. I just forgot her name. Tell me her name, Mother Ruby.
Lady Mars.
Okay, Lady Mars. Lady Mars, I just want to speak this word over your life, and I was just listening to you, and the Lord led me to say this. But all that you desire to do, even at this stage in life, I won't say this age, but at this stage in life, the way God has given it to me, God's going to give you to do the work of your hands. He says, if you delight yourself in me, I'll give you the desires of your heart. But God said that there's desires inside of you, that he's going to give you the will and the way to do strategies for, God's going to release the strategies for you to do. Write the vision, write your desires, and write the strategies there. But this is the season in which God's going to give you the wherewithal to do and the people to come alongside you and help you, that you not have struggle and strain in to accomplish and to do the work that you want to do. He says the desires of your heart he's going to give to you. He says, but watch what he says now. He says, write the vision, make it plain upon the tablet, so they that read it may run. Where there is no vision, the Bible says the people perish. But all that you want to accomplish and to do, and I even hear the Lord say, even business for you. I don't know what you do professionally, but I hear the Lord even say business and enterprise will work for you, Steph. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you.
Amen. I receive that, and that's certainly on point, everything that you have spoken. Thank you.
Amen. I just know what I heard. God bless you.
God bless. We're going to Liberal Minister Democrat. Minister
Amen.
Democrat.
Amen. Amen, amen. What a word, what a word. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Glover. Amen. I always enjoy that scripture, Acts 4, talking about when people questioning the resurrection of Jesus. It seemed like, you know, when a person gets saved, you always on trial to prove yourself, but you can always use that as a chance to witness, because people are going to be watching us. Did Jesus really change your life and whatnot? So, amen to God. I'm dealing with that even today and whatnot. You know, people watch us and say, did Jesus really, is he really born again in your life? Did he really resurrect you and whatnot? And when they watch, that just gives us a chance to witness. So I'm enjoying this word. I'm enjoying this scripture. Amen to God. And may God continue to bless, amen to God, amen, as you teach and preach this word, amen, because I'm encouraged today. I love, love, love that chapter in the book of Acts. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to go also to Minister Democrat. Then I'm going to actually go back to Prophetess Sherry, to Pastor Sherry, while God's speaking to me right now. But this is what I wanted to say from last week to Minister Democrat, and that is that the Lord was dealing with me. I was listening to you speak and expound upon the scriptures. And the Lord placed in my spirit how he's going to continue to use you even the more to elaborate on the scriptures in context and proper literal teaching to empower the saints of God right now. Because
thank you, Lord.
There's so many people, minister, that are hearing the word, but they hear a word that is so laced with flesh, is so laced with people who are unstudied, they don't know, and I'm not a brilliant scholar, I'm not a theologian, but there's an anointing on you and a special grace on you to teach the people of God, because
my Lord,
of your willingness to study, to know, and some of it is just a gift, God tells me, but it's a gift and a grace that he's put on you to be a skilled teacher in the body of Christ, as well as a preacher of God's word. But you take it and you use it and take the gospel to the nations of Jesus Christ, where he'll send you and open up doors, and you watch God use you even the more.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
People will be able to see the
text
more.
Hallelujah.
So that they'll be able
Lord.
To be used throughout
hallelujah,
the nation.
Lord. Hallelujah.
That
hallelujah.
Says the word of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Sherry, I'm going to speak to Pastor Sherry. I'm going to praise it today.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Praise the prophetic anointing that's on me. But I want to say this to Pastor Sherry. Now
her line is open.
Here. Okay, her line is open.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes,
okay, Pastor Sherry, God bless you. I want to say this to the woman of God, to Pastor Sherry. I was listening to you, and Pastor Sherry, you've been such a blessing to so many men and women of God. God told me to literally stop and speak a prophet's reward over your life. You have labored in the vineyard, and you have been many things to so many people, and through all kinds of challenges, good, bad, ugly, and indifferent. But the word of the Lord that comes to me to speak to you today, a prophet's reward over your life, an increase in business and multiplication, that you will increase spiritually and naturally for the work. And even you've done so many things for other people to advance them in the kingdom of God. But God says in this season, he's going to stabilize you, and he's even the more in him and in his word, that you may teach and preach to the people and impart that that you've learned over the years. But he just didn't say any kind of reward. He just didn't say another blessing. He said a prophet's reward over your life. He said you would give a prophet but a glass of water. He said, he said, if you give a prophet a cold glass of water, you'll have a prophet's reward. You've served many. But God said he's going to send those to come in and join with you, and he's going to give you the ability to do business, to make you a priest and a king in the house of God to do the work in this next season. But I speak increase over your life spiritually and naturally, that God will give you witty inventions and ideas that will sustain you financially and spiritually to do the work for this next season. Because your area, matter of fact, even the world has not seen great things that God says. I hear you, God. He said he's been wanting to use you for a long time. He's been wanting to use you, but you stay back to help other people. But God said he's going to give you the work of your hands to do in this last and evil days. And he said he'll make your name great. He didn't say he'll make you make somebody else's name great. He said he's going to make your name great, that he may use you to do great things because you've done it faithfully for years. But I said God said he wants to bless you. I didn't say people. And when God gets ready to bless you, can't nobody curse you.
Amen. Amen.
God's faithful. He's faithful. You labored for years and years and years in the kingdom. But I said God is the God of blessing. Witty inventions, I speak them over your life. Witty inventions, I speak over your life in business and labor, that God will give you ideas and inventions that will work. God, I thank you, Lord God, for doing it. Do it for her. Lord God, what you've done for others. Lift her, Lord God. And anything, Lord God, that comes, so anything that comes to curse, Lord God, anything that, any hindering spirit, Lord God, that would stop it, we curse it at the root today, Lord God. Thou, O Lord, shield for her the glory and the lifter of her head. Lord God, put her hands to work and her feet to move it, and increase her, Lord God, like only you can do. And God, be merciful like only you can be merciful. Lord God, be gracious like only you can be. You say goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And God, we thank you for mercy. God, we thank you for divine intervention right now. And
hallelujah.
God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're a user.
Lord God, to do great things in every area
for the kingdom. You'll use her, Lord God. You use her for your glory.
Lord God, don't let her die empty.
Don't let her die empty. She's been running
thank
for you a long time. And God,
thank
I thank you, Lord God, that she'll be emptied before she leaves this world. She'll be emptied out for you before she leaves
thank
this
you.
World. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for everything that, Lord God, that's been good and merciful for me. God, give it to the woman of God. And I thank you
thank
in
you.
Jesus' name.
Thank
Amen.
You.
I'm gonna pray one other prayer, a blessing over Minister Democrat. Again, I just have to flow like he gives me. God, I thank you for this man of God. I thank you, Lord God, for the word that you're giving him in his mouth, Lord God. I ask that you give him and everybody listening.
Hallelujah.
Give him the tongue of the learned, God. Make him, Lord God, have the pen, even for books, Lord God. Give him the hand of a ready writer, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Give him creative genius, Lord God, to do the work that you called him
even
to
now, Lord.
To build
Hallelujah.
Up your house, Lord God, like never before. And God, I hear you, God, and even out of his pain, Lord God, let there be a message, Lord God, that will
thank
come
you.
Out, that will help
thank
other
you.
People
Hallelujah.
And put
Hallelujah,
them
Lord.
Back into a place, Lord God, a position, Lord God, in the kingdom of God. And I thank you.
the Lord God for it right now.
Hallelujah.
Use it for your glory, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And Lord God,
hallelujah,
make the way straight and make the way plain for the man of God right now. And God, right now, even Lord God, I hear you, God, prophetically, Lord God.
Yes,
strengthen
God.
Him, Lord God, that
yes,
even when
God.
The spirit
hallelujah.
Of prophecy
hallelujah,
comes
Lord.
Upon
hallelujah,
his life, Lord God,
thank
he's been so with
hallelujah,
you that he
Lord.
Can speak with an accurate word, with an accurate tongue, Lord God. And I thank
yes,
you
God.
For it, and I praise you for it, Lord God, right now.
You,
no isms,
you.
No schisms, no theatrics, Lord God, just a clear word from
yes,
you
God.
That everybody will know, Lord God, that you've sent it. And I thank you for your grace and
hallelujah,
power
hallelujah,
to be upon
Lord.
His life right now. I release the glory,
thank
Lord
you.
God of God, to rest upon his life like never before. And God, we thank
God,
you for it.
God,
we give your name
God.
The glory
hallelujah,
and the victory
Lord.
Right now. And
thank
the victory
God.
Shall be yours right now.
Yes,
no man
God.
Shall get the glory, but God, you shall do it. Be God. In our lives, and we thank you
right,
for it.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. God, do it, Shema.
Amen,
God,
amen,
you do
amen,
it for
amen,
us like
amen.
Only you
hallelujah,
can do it.
Hallelujah,
and God,
hallelujah,
save
hallelujah, Lord.
The God of the gainsayers right now. God, I thank you. You said you'll close their mouths.
Ah,
and Lord God, close the mouths
Lord.
Of the gainsayers. Right now,
yeah,
God,
yeah,
I need
yeah,
God. You
yeah,
said you will shut it, and I thank you for
yes,
shutting
God.
It right now. God, do it for them and open doors that no man can shut. And
hallelujah.
Shut doors that no man can open
yes,
and make it
yes,
to be like hind feet, Lord God, instead of in high places, Lord God. I thank,
thank
you for
you.
It, and I praise you for it. I thank you
glory,
for the victory,
glory,
Lord
glory,
God, right now.
Hallelujah,
I said, God, you said hind feet in high
thank
places,
Jesus.
And I
hallelujah,
thank you for it, Lord God, right now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
But you have done it. God,
yes,
shall
God.
I give it to God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And I thank you, God.
God. We receive it. We receive it, God. We receive
no
it.
Work.
Yeah. Glory, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Huh?
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Right, we're going to go to Mother Charity. Mother Charity.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Hold your early
morning today. Amen. I certainly have enjoyed those words of life today that the speaker, amen, came on and expressed to us the power that's in the Holy Ghost and how the Lord just used those men just miraculously, amen, and showed the power that they had. Hallelujah. He did not let them fail, praise God, but it was demonstrated, amen, in what they said and what they preached about. And I was just thinking about that song, Just Another Day, that the Lord have kept me. He kept me with my mind stayed upon Jesus.
All right, Mother.
Oh, my God. And I praise him today. Hallelujah, God. It's just so good. And I have been enjoying every one of these chapters that these different souls have spoke on. Praise God. Amen. They have done very, very well in the scriptures and bringing it out. And I certainly thank them, and amen. I've been just feasting on the goodness of the Lord and on his word. Amen. And I just thank God for y'all. So y'all continue to pray for us and continue to be encouraged. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to... Sister Dawn.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hey, she
thank
can't
you.
Answer. So we're going, we got everybody mostly. We're going back to Prophetess Michael Davis. Prophetess Davis, your line is open. Prophetess Michael Davis.
Praise God. Give God the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. O thou woman of God, bless God for you in the name of Jesus. I feel the mighty anointing over here. I'm worshiping and praising and magnifying God. I mean, the anointing was so strong as you were delivering what thus saith the Lord. The anointing was just coming through the phone. And all I could do was bow my head on the countertop and begin to glorify and magnify the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I just wanted to say something that in that fourth chapter of the book of Acts, it appears to me that it was the very religious people who said they believed in Jesus who began to attack those who were of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob after the order of the Spirit. But the ones who were after the order of the flesh, after Ishmael, they appeared to be the ones who were attacking the children of God. And it is so even today. There are people who are in the church, and, of course, this was the Sanhedrin Council, as you well know, and these were even of the kindred of the high priest who had attacked these men, who had tried to bind them from keeping them from speaking the name of Jesus. And these are the people today who are hindering the move of the Spirit. They want to try to hinder the miracles in the churches. They want to stick to their program. They don't want the freedom and the liberty of the Holy Spirit to take over. They want their way. They want their program. They want their government to be in charge of the services instead of yielding to the Holy Spirit. And if one comes with a word of knowledge, or if one comes with prophecy, or if one comes with the moving of miracles, mighty miracles, then they will sit them down, or they will say, we don't have time for that. We're on a time schedule. And so they do quench and grieve the Holy Spirit. And I just pray that as God had done in the book of Acts, he will begin to even do so more so now. Churches today, so that God would then begin to overstep the boundaries even of the leaders and slay them in the spirit so they can't talk and let the Holy Ghost have his way.
Glory.
Yes,
thank you.
Slay them in the spirit so they can't talk, you know. Because the Bible tells us when Solomon dedicated the temple, the glory of God was so strong that the priest could not stand to minister. And then I heard the other pastor say, the one from Menlo Park, she said that she was meditating on the Shekinah glory. I really believe that that's what's coming. I really believe it. I really believe it to the degree that God is going to overshadow the leaders, because the people are looking at men. They're looking at the people that are in charge, and you don't want to look at the people. You want to keep your eyes on Jesus. My God from heaven. It was a powerful word God used you to give, though. It was you're anointed by God. I thank God for the gift of prophecy that's in you. I thank God for the mantle of prophecy that's on you. And let's let God have his way.
Thank you.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
In Jesus' name, I'm going to say to this man of God, I don't know you, but it's very clear and evident that the anointing of God is on your life. I mean, that you've shared, I mean, you have a clear, concise pathway to God and to what he's doing. But I'm going to pray for you. Just what I heard is that God will open doors and elevate you into a place that your voice, I don't know, I can only say it the way I hear it, your voice has been hindered from being heard to the benefit, but God's going to give you a way that you will be able to minister to people, that people may be free to do the work, because you have a word that will free people and move them. But watch, hear the word of the Lord. But what he's going to do is he's going to give you how to put it in order and how to present it to the kingdom of God to be able to do, because you'll be able to help and bless, and the word will be a blessing to many. Now, you watch God give you a way. I'll say it like I said to the other young lady. He's going to give you a divine strategy that you'll be able to use to do the work that he's called and anointed you to do.
I receive
the goodness
that.
And the grace of the Lord be upon your life. I'm going to seal it with a prayer as a prophet or a man of God. God, I thank you for your servant. I thank you, Lord God, for that you gifted and graced him with. I thank you for how you're going to fine-tune him for the work that you called him to do, Lord God. Mm. Right now, on his heart in the direction that you would have him to go, Lord God. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by you. Now, God, order his steps and direct him for the work that you called him to do, that the blessing of the Lord would be upon him and be with him, Lord God, for the days of his life. Lord God, don't let it fall to the ground, but, Lord God, give him the image. Give him the presentation and that he needs to go with that word that you were accompanied with. And, Lord God, I thank you for the gift. I thank you for the anointing, but I thank you for the order that you're going to give him for proper delivery and execution in this next season. For everything is governed by order. And, God, we all need your ordering. We need your direction, for we can't make it without you. And, God, I thank you for directing us right now. But this man, Lord God, lead him and guide him like only you can. And we thank you for the victory right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name I receive it and thank God for you and God bless you.
God bless you.
My God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 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 Thank you. My God. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you,
Lord. We're going to. I'm so messed up here. Didn't I get everybody? I did. Okay, I got everybody. Everybody and responded. So, Prophetess Glover, the word was just anointed. I just thank the Lord for you and putting you in that space every time you come on. It's just the anointing that flows with the Holy Ghost, the word from heaven above, from the Lord Jesus Christ down here on this earth to his people is truly, truly, I felt it all in my bones from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. These words came off pages into my heart. So I thank you for being obedient. I thank you for loving God's people enough to come on, and I thank you that you prophesied according to what thus say the Lord tell you, not in your flesh, but I felt everything of it. And I'm just so excited. I was out there. I said, I'm going to get everybody on the switchboard. I'm just in made. And I just thank the Lord for each and every one of God's godly men and women that's truly anointed that have graced this broadcast and has come though from the word from heaven on high, is anointed from the Holy Ghost. God bless. Woo! Hallelujah. I'll turn it back over. Prophetess Glover, just love your spirit. Love you. Love you for the work you're doing for God's people in the ministry. And I'm going to turn it back over to, I got all these numbers. Evangelist Bernard, we have, what is it? I'm looking somewhere. I'm just messed up here. But anyway, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen. Amen, amen. We certainly have enjoyed the word and certainly have heard the words that have been spoken to those that are on the line. Amen. So we once again, we can certainly go into the archives and listen. I don't know if Prophetess Glover have a word for you today, but I'll open up the line and let him greet us. God bless you, Minister Donnie.
Okay, Minister Donnie, your line is.
God bless you, mighty woman of God. God bless you, Pastor Adrian Bernard and Prophetess Glover. I thank God I came in on the tail end of it and missed all of yesterday due to this phone, but I thank God that I pressed my way and I made it on. Thank God for you all.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you, man of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Prophetess Glover, we're going to go back to you before we dismiss. We certainly want to, again, I want you all to pray. I want her to pray for a young man that's a friend of our family. His name is Isaiah Thurman, and he's having some real problems, and he's in the children's hospital. I want her to pray for him, and also my cousins,
Patricia Smith and Oral Robinson, and also we want to lift up the woman of God, Evangelist Earlene Cummins, and I want her to say a special prayer for my granddaughter, just delivered a baby boy late last night, Gabrielle, and to pray for my mother and also what God is doing for Danielle. There's a lot of noise is being made, and I want everyone that's on this line to stay in agreement with me for the release of my sister this year. Amen. So I'm going to give it back into the hands of Prophetess Glover as she pray for us and have the final remarks and close us out. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Glover.
Amen. We certainly thank God for each of you that have been on the line, and we thank God really for his presence and power and what he does like no one else can. And so we want to just believe, God, that special miracles will continue to take place in the lives of all of us. And God, I thank God for you right now for what you'll do for those that we're praying for today. God, right now you know the situation. God, you know the young man. Brother Isaiah, his name comes to me first, God. You know the situation with him being in the hospital and being ill, God. You know exactly what he's going through, God. You know what is taking place in that room. You know the miracle that he needs right now. You said according to your word that special miracles were wrought at the hands, Lord God, of your apostle. Not just a miracle. You said in your word, special miracles were wrought. And God, right now, we need a miracle to turn around in a special way in his health and, Lord God, in everything that's going on in the finances, in the engineering, in the mind of everyone concerned for his health care. But, Lord God, no one can be God like you. And, God, we thank you for being God right now. God, I ask you to do for this young man that you've done for me over and over, and that's heal, deliver, and set free. Every time I've ever gone into the hospital, God, you've gone with me and you brought me out. And God, you brought me out healed and you brought me out whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And God, I thank you, Lord God, that thou, O Lord, are a shield for him, the glory, God, and the lifter of his head. Lord God, right now, lift him and heal him like only you can do. And Lord God, I thank you for a praise report, a victory report that shall be coming. And God, I thank you for his family, Lord God, having everything that they need. For you said in your word, all that thine have needed, thine hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. Lord God, provide for him in healing, Lord God, in deliverance and finances like never before. And God, we thank you and we praise you for it. God, we pray for Carrielle, even as she's given birth right now. Lord God, a new life you've allowed to come into the world. And Lord God, even to the young mother, Lord God, be with her like never before. Strengthen her body, Lord God, and lift her head like only you can do. Lord God, lift her, Lord God, so she's weak. Heal her body, Lord God, through the transition, even of the surgery. Lord God, the healing process, let it begin. And Lord God, allow her spirit to be lifted and to be joyous even through this process. Lord God, touch, Lord God, heal, deliver, provide, and Lord God, strengthen the child like never before. We pray that the child is strong, intelligent, Lord God. The mind is working, the body is working, that there shall be, Lord God, no struggle, but it'll be victory in this, Lord God. And no one, God, can erase, Lord God, any illness, Lord God, or any struggle like you, Lord God. And I thank you for it, and I praise you for her life right now. And, Lord God, even for Evangelist Cummins, Lord God, she's your servant, your child. Touch her, Lord God. Heal her, deliver her like only you can. Go into a special place, Lord God, and lift her, Lord God, like only you can. Heal her body, deliver her, Lord God, like never before. God, right now, your grace and mercy, let it cover her, Lord God, like only you can. You said goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of your life. And God, to extend, Lord God, endless mercies, Lord God, like never before. God, we thank you for victory right now in her, Lord God, right now in her life, Lord God. Sister Oral Robinson, Lord God, our cousin, Lord God, touch her, Lord God. Send your healing virtue and power like never before. God, keep my body strong, Lord God, like only you can. Lord God, as the mother said it earlier, I've been singing it, Lord God, for weeks now. Just another day that you kept us and strengthened us, Lord God, and lifted our heads. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, and I praise you. I curse the spirit.
spirit of depression, the spirit of lack, the spirit, Lord God, that allow us to be down, and Lord God, but I thank you, Lord God, that we can speak faith, Lord God, when we don't see another way, that you're making ways out of no ways. I thank you for the miracles you've already sent us, Lord God, the miracle of waking us up to praise you, the miracle, Lord God, of giving us the ability to fast and pray and seek you like never before, financial miracles that you've given us, even right now, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that special miracles are coming for somebody financially, Lord God, whether it be great or small, continue to provide daily, Lord God, and extend overflow for us, Lord God, like only you can do, Lord God. I thank you for the miracle of good health on this line, for every name we know to mention and every name that I don't know to mention personally, God, but I hear you say, Lord God, once again, that you're going to heal, Lord God, the mother's bodies, Lord God, and keep their bodies strong like only you can do, Lord God. Keep them healthy, keep them whole, and keep them healed, Lord God, to do the work that you call them to do as they grasp on to your word, to prophesy even over their own lives every day, their own ministries, Lord God. We thank you even for Mother Ruby, even as you've given a ministry and work to do for your kingdom, for the upbuilding of your glory, your kingdom and your glory, Lord God, at this age and at this stage, Lord God. She's blessing many, speaking life into many every day. And God, the other mothers that are on the line, even though I don't know their names, Lord God, I thank you that they would dial in to this broadcast and they would keep the word ever before you, Lord God. Keep them strong. Keep their vision strong. Keep them healthy, Lord God, and give them to minister as they go, Lord God, to build and grow your kingdom in their sphere of influence, Lord God. I thank you that they have the power of prayer, Lord God, that works on their life, the word of wisdom in their life, the word of knowledge in them, Lord God, that right now, Lord God, you've given us, Lord God, them, Lord God, in this season of their lives, and that the anointing will reek off of their lives to do the work, Lord God. I thank you for them. I praise you for them. I magnify you. Now, God, even I ask that you be right now with the founder, Pastor Adrian, Lord God, touch her like never before, Lord God. Strengthen her for the run and all that she needs, Lord God, in her life, Lord God. She's got Danielle before you now. Our whole family is praying for what's going on, Lord God, right now in the life of Danielle. We're believing, Lord God, and prophetically standing on your word that in the lifetime of her mother and her children, her grandchildren, Lord God, that she'll be alive to see everything that's taking place, Lord God, and she'll be free to operate in this world, that she will be used for your glory. God, only you can open the doors. Only you can put this in the right hands. But God, we know that your word has given us a promise, and we're standing on your word, and it can't lie, Lord God. Standing on your word, and Lord God, for the goodness, Lord God, that our family has sown into the lives of many. God, we're asking that you do a miracle for us, Lord God. Do a miracle for us, God. Do for us what we can't do. And God, do that money that what money can't buy. God, we need a miracle. And God, only a miracle can do this. And God, and then we're on top of a miracle. We need mercy and a miracle. And so, God, we're asking that you do it, Lord God. We need mercy and a miracle. But God, we thank you that you can do it, Lord God, right now. You keep on doing great things. And God, for everybody on this line that needs any kind of miracle, Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God, for miracles. We thank you for signs and wonders. And God, we thank you, Lord God, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, Lord God. Or whoever's under the sound of our voice and whoever's listening in, we're praising you right now for a miracle. And God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, right now for what's to come. We thank you for great things, Lord God, to come. Greater things to be won in the city. And God, we thank you, Lord God, wherever we are, from the north, south, east, and the west, God, do it for us like only you can. Be God like only you can. And strengthen us, Lord God, for your glory and for your work, Lord God. And no man shall get the glory, but we'll tell everybody that Jesus, you've done it once again. Heal, deliver, set free, and proven yourself to be the God that you are. And I thank you for it, and I praise you for it, and I magnify you for greatness right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we praise you. And God, I close with this. God, give us the ability. Strengthen us for fasting. strengthen us for prayer. God, strengthen us, Lord God, for the reading of your word. God, the old sanctified song, we used to sing it there. The song said, take me back to the place where I first believed. God, take us back, Lord God, to a place, Lord God, in you, where we would meet you, Lord God, and fast and pray 24 hours in a day. We can tithe our time to you. God, 5 7 days a week, we ought to be able to give you one day, Lord God. Bring us back to a place of fasting and praying where we turn our plate down, where we eat your word, where we lay prostrate before you and ask you to use us like never before, where all day is a worship day, where daily, 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 Lord God, we will worship thee, O Lamb of God, who died for us. Bring teachers back to a place where they preach the word. Teachers back to a place, Lord God. Mothers back to a place where their mothers, Lord God. Evangelists back to a place where they're telling somebody about the goodness of Jesus. Lord God, strengthen us to be all that you called us to be. And God, let us turn our faith, Lord God, to you and turn our plates down that you might be able to use us for your glory, that we will see, Lord God, power and authority resurrected in us and in the kingdom of God right now. God, we thank you for it. God, we praise you for it. We magnify you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you right now that you, God, are God and God alone. In Jesus' name,
thank you, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We, by way of announcements, we just want you all, those of you that are on the East Coast and the West Coast, we're going to let Prophetess Darlene, if she's still on the line, give you her information. She has the prayer line on Tuesdays and Saturdays at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, and that's 8 p.m. Eastern time. So I'm going to have her to come on and give you a number. And also I'd like to invite you all to tune in on Wednesdays and Fridays on Blog Talk Radio. One of my mentors and friend and just a beautiful sister and pastor and reverend in the Lord, Reverend Pastor Janice Ivy Smith, she's on Blog Talk on Wednesday and Friday at 10 a.m. California time. And Mother Charity, I don't know if you could get on, but you'll be blessed with this teaching, this woman of God. She's a senior citizen, but she's feisty, still on fire, still working for the Lord. So we invite you all to tune in on Wednesdays and Fridays, again, at 10 a.m. I'm being redundant because I don't have any paper before me. But her call-in number is area code 347-215-8982. Once again, that number is area code 347-215-8982. And she's launching this ministry. She's retired, but she's still working for the Lord. So she's going to be teaching a Search for the Truth Bible classes and some other things. She also does teachers training. If any of you all have ministries and you need some of your leaders trained, she's an excellent trainer for teachers. She also does counseling and Bible study. So if you're able to tune in on tomorrow, which is Friday, she'll only be on Wednesdays and Friday mornings, please do so. We certainly thank all of you all that supported her on yesterday and as she launched this ministry, full of the Holy Ghost, been serving the Lord for a long, long time, and she's not tired yet. So we certainly invite you all to tune in with Reverend Janice Ivy Smith. Amen. So is Prophetess Darlene on the line to give her to give us that information? I'm going to have to remember hers also. Prophetess Darlene? Sister Ruby, is she still on the line?
No, she's not.
Okay, I was calling. You didn't say anything. Okay, well, with that being said, tomorrow is Provoke Fridays, so once again, we'll be moving on a little bit higher. We will be in Chapter 5 of the Book of Acts, and our Provoke Fridays pastor will be expounding on that, Pastor Edward Hamilton of Provoke the Purpose Ministry there in Houston, Texas. So we'll see you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Sign on early. We won't be holding long tomorrow. Amen. So God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. Once again, thank you, Prophetess Glover, for sharing your day with us today. God bless you. Sister Ruby, you can close us out with the song.
Okay. We just thank the Lord. In the chat room, we had 12EL. Thank you for tuning in out of the chat room and corresponding with us. We're going to go to Let the Church Say Amen.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church, say
Okay, that was Let the Church Say Amen by Marvin Wyman. God bless. See you tomorrow.